another day, another chat.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to another episode of an I'm Horrified Quarantine-isode.
Another day, another chat.
Yep,
here another we are. Another Zoom. What are you going to do about it? Literally nothing so far.
None of us can do anything about it.
We can't. We can't do anything about it. Oh, boy. Oh, God.
How you doing, Al?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Full disclosure, we just recorded the last episode. We do two at a time. So
okay.
I was kind of just like walking around my house like a ghost. So talking to you for 30 minutes helped a lot.
Good.
Which I suggest to everyone, just stay on Zoom. Stay on Zoom with your friends and just do your own work and don't talk to each other. It's fine.
Perfect.
Just like stay connected with each other, because otherwise you're going to lose your mind, like Miss Havisham.
Ooh, good one.
Yep. And I don't even have like a little fake daughter that I can ruin, which is what I think passed most of her time.
You have that dog. You have Baxter.
That's true. I do have a dog. There's a dog sleeping right here. And
you can be your
him at the end.
What's the lady's name? Estella? That's her name, right?
Estella.
Yeah.
Yep. She inspired my saint's name.
Yes.
Because I was reading Great Expectations at the time, and they're like, you have to pick one to be confirmed. And I was like, all right.
A friend of mine picked Therese because then her initials spelled Eats, and she thought that was funny.
Yeah. My brother Patrick picked Patrick. Patrick, St. Patrick. What are you going to do?
Patrick, my
Patrick, man. Patrick. This is Patrick. What are we here to talk about today, Samantha?
Today we're going to indulge in some joy, I think, and we're going to talk about what the best animal is.
The best animal. We've been doing a little bit of worse, but we're doing a best animal. I mean, no animal is bad, so.
There are probably some bad animals.
No, there's no bad animal, Sam.
Okay.
Who's a bad animal?
I don't know. Something's bad and spooky.
I mean, humans are animals.
We're bad.
So, I mean, not all of us are bad, but.
Some of us can be real dicks.
Some of us can be bad.
And I think that's true of all animals.
Jake Paul is a bad animal.
Yes.
But spiders are not bad, even if you're scared of them.
I know. I agree. Even though I'd rather they weren't in my house.
That's fair enough. Boundaries.
Yes.
But what's the best animal you're going to talk about today?
Today, I do want to put down the preference. We both agreed we would not talk about dogs.
We're not talking about dogs.
It's obvious.
It's the obvious choice. We're not going to talk about dogs and their goodliness.
No.
I think for my segment on I'm Thrilled, which was our episode, I think when we hit like 50,000 downloads or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
We did an episode of I'm Thrilled and I talked about dogs. So if you have to talk about dogs right now, go to that.
Respect. Yes.
Or wait until the end of this episode when I try to pick my dog up without him growling at me. We'll see. But which animal are you going to choose?
I'm going to talk to you guys about elephants.
That's a really good one. I love elephants.
Me too. What are you going to talk about?
I'm not going to tell you.
Ah!
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you when my segment starts.
Absolutely.
I have a whole, like, I'm building the aesthetic of a presentation.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
We're working on Zoom right now. We're just trying to be businesswomen.
Just trying to be businesswomen right now. tell me everything about elephants.
All right, great. So I have a Google Doc. It's just called Cool Elephant Facts.
Yay.
And I'm going to take you through them. So, I mean, let me give you a few of the basics. They're big. They've got those big ears, those cool trunks they can pick stuff up with. Amazing. They have those tails. I think those are funny.
They are.
I love them. They're shaped like a friend. You know what I mean?
Shaped just like a friend.
Yes. Here's some cool elephant facts. All elephants are herbivores, so they consume only plant material.
That's nice.
That's cool of them, I think.
Living that plant-based lifestyle.
And they spend 12 to 18 hours a day eating grass, plants, fruit, whatever they want. Half a day.
Same.
Yeah, and that's a big mood.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about elephants is that they're herd animals and they have really strong like social bonds between them. So elephant like herds are matriarchies. They're usually run by like the oldest lady elephant in the squad.
Love that.
And they're made up of that lady's daughters and sisters and their offspring. Male elephants stay with the herd through adolescence, and then they usually move away as they get a little older. But sometimes all a bunch of male elephants hook up and they'll become like a bachelor pack, just like roaming around. I think I'm just imagining like them showing up to a club, like, yeah, me and my boys are here.
The boys are back in town.
So I love that.
The whole like matriarchy pack is like, oh, whatever.
Can't believe they're going to drink all of our cores. I like that elephants favor either their left or their right tusk, just like people favor either their right or their left hand.
That's cute.
Isn't that so cute?
You know that?
And even when it's like a little gross, they're helpful boys. So each elephant creates about a ton of poo per week. But as they do that, they keep the soil where they're walking fertile and it disperses tree seeds. And they also dig water holes and create footpaths, literally changing the landscape around them as the herds move.
That's nice.
I think that's cool. I think it's fun that they're landscaping.
I mean, if you gotta go, might as well make it count.
Might as well. Sometimes when elephants swim, they lift their little trunks up and they use them to snorkel.
Oh!
So they can breathe. They're under the water. Elephants, this is another of my favorite things, they're capable of complex thought and very deep feeling. The scientists think that the emotional attachment that elephants form with their family members rivals our own emotional attachment with our family members. They're sensitive.
Oh.
I know. And then let's talk about elephant babies for a second. Please. So elephant babies are so small compared to their moms that they just, when they're little, they walk directly under their mom. Like, it's just so they can stay close. And the mom, like, has to be very careful not to, like, step on them or trip, but she does it. And they remain,
that's
like
a toddler, just being like, mom, I want to help. I want to be involved.
It's exactly like that. And so the mother is, like, always wanting to be touching it. And if it strays too far, she'll go and, like, grab it, which is, like, again, like, classic human mother behavior. And she will, like, carry it over obstacles. And she uses her trunk to spray it with water, and then she scrubs it. So she gives it a bath.
That's so cute.
And she steers her calf by grasping its tail with her trunk. So it's basically, like, one of those child leashes. Like, she's just like, come on.
That's so cute.
We're going this way. And so the bond between an elephant mother and specifically her elephant daughter lasts up to 50 years or more.
Oh.
Which is really nice, I think.
Strong female relationships.
Yeah. And also, and this is like my last bullet point, elephants have been shown to be like generous and caring towards everyone around them. So there's people have seen adult elephants, and one was making a repeated attempt to help a baby rhinoceros that was stuck in the mud. So this elephant could see that this baby that wasn't her baby or even like her herds or her species was in trouble. And she kept trying to help it. But the rhinoceros's mom kept like trying to get the elephant away because she didn't understand that the elephant was trying to help. So she kept like charging at the elephant. But the elephant kept going back to help the baby rhino because she just knew it was the right thing to do. So they're like super altruistic.
They're sweet.
They're really sweet. They're good.
Boys and lasses.
Yeah. And I'm a sucker for like emotions and feelings, you know?
Same.
And an elephant never forgets, and an elephant is just like a big soft boy. They remind me of if you're familiar with the Disney animated film Mulan, like Chin Po.
I'm Chin Po.
Like that's all elephants to me.
Same. Oh.
So that's why I think they're the best boys in the world.
I love those boys. Thank you. I want to go watch the Nat Geo documentaries on Disney Plus now.
There you go. Maybe we'll do that after.
Maybe we'll do that later.
Maybe we'll do an Instagram watch or something.
We should do an Instagram watch. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. But thank you so much for that. What a joy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Elephants are good. All right, tell me about your mystery animal.
All right. You are the one with the audio capabilities on Zoom. So I have a little video moment for us first to introduce my favorite animal, the bestest boys of the sea. So, Sam, if you would roll tape.
Absolutely.
We'll see
how
this comes through.
Please excuse the
delay. Up in here. And I'm sorry for the audio listeners. It's going to be very confusing, but just you got to look at it on YouTube.
Yep. Ready? Here we go.
I'm so ready.
One of the benefits of caring for animals like we do at Georgia Aquarium is we provide space and homes for animals that are in need of that level of care.
We've got our little male pup, Gibson. He's right at 4 weeks old, and I believe he's right around 3 kilos at this point in time, so about 7 pounds. And then our girl, that's Mara, she is weighing in at a little bit over 6.5 kilograms, and so she's quite a bit bigger, but they both are in great body condition.
These guys are gonna be ambassadors of their species, just spreading the word about how important they are. And if there wasn't a home and human care for them, these two would not have survived. So now bringing them to Georgia Aquarium, it gives you a second chance of life. And we're so excited to have them.
So that is the bestest boy out there. I'm talking about otters. Otters. And I'll talk about Mara and Gibson in a second because they are what my heart looks like. but yeah, I'm cheating a little bit because we said no dogs and otters are the puppies of the sea.
That's true.
So otters are just like so cute. A couple things about them. They are really playful, like personality-wise. They're very feisty. They're hungry all the time. They're literally eating all day, just like elephants. They're little hungry munchkins. They're so smart. They can use tools. So they'll use like a rock with their cute little hands, their little puppy paws. They'll use like a little rock to like crack open a shell to get at the food inside. They're so smart.
You're geniuses.
And like they're inclined to just be together physically, like they always want to snuggle. Like mom otters will like hold their little babies, like they like to swim on their backs, so like they'll hold like their little babies on their tummies and just swim around. And they sleep, when they sleep together, they sleep like wrapped in this big like little just pile of snuggles that it's called a raft. It's called a raft of otters because they look like a little floating raft, for fuck's sake. It's so cute.
It's really cute.
But so I have recently been watching, my friend Maddie, shout out Maddie, told me to start watching a show called The Aquarium, and it's on Animal Planet. It's about the Georgia Aquarium. And so every, oh, Baxter's moving around back there.
Oh,
every, what is he doing? No, you have to chill out. You have to stay. Just lie down. I'll move over so you can see him. every episode is just like about a different fabulous sea creature and like how they work at the Georgia Aquarium. I literally, I'm talking to Chris, like, we have to go to Georgia so we can go to the Georgia Aquarium. I think it's the largest aquarium in America. It's amazing. So Mara and Gibson are brought together as babies, and there's an episode about them where they talk about, like, yeah, they were brought here as babies. You know, they're super, you know, bonded, like they're a bonded pair. But what was happening was, like, Mara was making a lot of friends mm-hmm. and was, like, kind of getting more independent, and Gibson was, like, super attached to her. Aww. And anytime he couldn't see her, he would cry. He would literally cry. He'd be like, rah, rah. Like, he would just always want to be with her. He was so stressed out if she wasn't there. So what they did is they're like, well, we're going to have to, like, put him in a little bit of, like, a little summer camp for him to, like, leave the nest and, like, gain his independence, because if he's too anxious, like, when he can't see her, like, he won't grow the kind of independence he needs to be happy and, like, mm-hmm. you know, self-sufficient. So, like, it's just all these aquarium workers being like, you know, we're doing the transition today, we're really worried about it, we hope he, you know, is able to, like, cope with it, and, like, give them, like, giving him toys so he can, like, play on his own, and, like, and it works. Like, he goes through this whole period and he gets much more independent, but, like, they're a bonded pair. Like, literally, they're so bonded that Aww. You need to just, like, be with her at all times. And they're just so sweet. They're sweet boys.
That's so good.
They're so good. But yeah, that's all I have to say about otters.
I love otters. I love when they hold little hands so they don't float away from each other.
Yeah,
so they're cute. Really good.
They're really good boys. But I would love, we'll post, so if you want to see the clip that we played, we are going to post a link to the YouTube video of this episode on our Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod, so you can go find it there.
Yeah.
And you can find more clips of the aquarium online. Oh, Baxter, hello. Hey, Benny.
So glam.
He's so glam. But yeah, I think hopefully we'll be able to record together soon.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like this is going to go, like Governor saying, through the end of April for sure. Yep.
For sure.
But maybe by your birthday, which is in May.
Well, who's to say? We'll see.
Who's to say? Who knows?
We'll sing to me if we're here on my birthday.
Absolutely.
I think so. But all right. We are so glad that we still get to talk to each other. We're so glad that we get to talk to all of you. We love you all and hope you're staying safe. And until next time we see you, be well.
Be well. Bye guys.
Bye Baxter. Bye. Bye.
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production, recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin, in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at imhorrifiedpodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicasts, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/I'm Horrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.